Okay, we're here in the Chase in St Anne's. I'm joined now by Kirk from a new campaign called Notts Anti-Militarism.
Hello.
And you've come to the heart of one of Nottingham's most violent districts to talk about the problem of guns.
That's right, yes, because not many people know it, but Nottingham is actually home to the headquarters of the second largest manufacturer of guns in the world.
Who would that be then?
It's a company called Heckler & Koch. They're also based in Germany and America. But right here in Nottingham, in NG7, on the Lenton Lane estate, is their UK office, which is responsible for the company's international customer sales and customer services.
Whoa.
So this is a company that manufactures and sells millions of guns around the world. Literally, millions of their guns are in use right now in over 90 countries worldwide. And they're out there causing terrible damage in these countries.
Which countries? Not England.
For example, to link the activities of this company to some events that you've probably seen in the news recently, in Burma we've seen a military crackdown on the monks, very brutally suppressed their peaceful demonstrations. Well, the preferred standard weapon of the Burmese military has been the Heckler & Koch G3, a very well-selling weapon, over 7 million sold around the world. In Darfur, just last year, the International Criminal Court issued a warrant for the arrest of a senior Sudanese politician for supplying the Janjaweed militia with Heckler & Koch weapons, which they've been using to ethnically cleanse Darfur. In Kenya, the recent disputed presidential election that caused a flare-up of violence and inter-ethnic massacres. All sides there armed with Heckler & Koch G3 weapons. In Nigeria, the Niger Delta region is very volatile at the moment. There's massacres being carried out by armed gangs and ethnic militias. Both them and the security forces are armed with Heckler & Koch assault rifles and submachine guns. And in Iraq and Afghanistan, you may have seen on the news, there's a large private military company. It's actually like a mercenary army. And they've been accused of shooting up unarmed Iraqi civilians, a very trigger-happy, sinister outfit. They formed a special partnership with Heckler & Koch, and they've been equipped with brand new Heckler & Koch machine guns. So that's just to give you a flavour of just relating Heckler & Koch's activities to a few incidents that have been in the news lately, but the list just goes on and on.
So there's a lot of heavy stuff going on around the world at the moment, and you're saying that this company, Heckler & Koch, are playing a part in that because they're producing the weapons that are causing the damage.
That's right, they are. And the weapons that they make, which are collectively known as small arms, include submachine guns, assault rifles, grenade launchers and so on. They are the true weapons of mass destruction. Small arms are responsible for 500,000 deaths every year. Most of those are civilians. It's been estimated that weapons made by Heckler & Koch have been responsible for 1.5 million deaths worldwide and continue to cause one death every 14 minutes. And this is the company which is based in Nottingham and which is handling these international customers from Nottingham.
What about for people in Nottingham? Does this affect them? I mean, we've talked about conflict in Kenya. What about people in Nottingham? Are there weapons here in Nottingham?
There are weapons here in Nottingham. Heckler & Koch actually supply the UK police force with their weapons, with carbines and submachine guns.
But do you think it's possible that their weapons might get into the hands of other people who are equally violent as the police?
This is the problem. No matter... It's well known that... supposedly legally traded weapons quickly become traded illegally. They enter the black market, they fall into the hands of criminal gangs, in America, Heckler & Koch sell their weapons to civilians. Then these weapons can get smuggled into the UK, end up in the hands of gangsters that are causing so much trouble on the streets of our cities. I would say that the priority shouldn't be arming, instead of focusing on arming our own police force with ever more powerful guns to combat the more powerful guns of the criminals, what we should be going for is to shut down this trade in these weapons, to shut down the manufacturers of weapons like Heckler & Koch. I'm sure everybody remembers the tragic shooting of Daniel Beacon a few years ago. After that incident, Nottingham's Lord Mayor addressed a packed market square, and he said, guns have no place at all in our community, not in Nottingham, not in my city, nor any other city in Britain. And we'd agree with that.
So what are we going to do about it?
Well, what we're doing about it today, this afternoon, the 6th of May, we're going to have a demonstration, a public demonstration, at the Nottingham office of Heckler & Koch, which is at Unit 3, Easter Park, Lenton Lane. And we're going to, with this demonstration, we're going to tell everybody what's going on, we're going to tell everybody what this company is about, and we're going to kick off a campaign that is going to shut them down and kick them out of Nottingham.
Kirk, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.